Welcome back to Ghosts of Arlington, and thank you for joining me for episode 87, Extra Innings, More Baseball Players at Arlington. I was 100% not expecting to post a new podcast this week, but as you can tell, I did. You may have also noticed that this is a much shorter episode than usual, but I am classifying it as a full episode and not a supplemental episode because despite its runtime, this podcast is crammed full of Ghosts of Arlington. After last week's episode about Spotswood polls posted, I was at a local high school baseball game where I was talking with Chris A., a friend who also happens to be a huge supporter of the podcast and an avid baseball fan. Chris asked me if I knew of any other baseball players at Arlington. I had to admit at the time that I did not. I meant to look into it a little more after last week, but life happened and it completely slipped my mind. However, a cursory search on my cell phone in between innings revealed that there are at least 6 more pro baseball players whose final resting place is Arlington. So without further ado, I will now present 6 short life vignettes about those professional athletes and what they did to qualify for burial at the United States' most prestigious cemetery. The bios are presented in chronological order by date of birth, except for the final 2, which I have switched around to end this podcast on a more dramatic note. How's that for foreshadowing? Born on March 20th, 1853, Bill Stearns has the distinction of being the first American professional baseball player to become a casualty to military service, but he didn't die in combat. Although he was only 12 years old when the U.S. Civil War ended, Stearns was a member of the Grand Army of the Republic Veterans Association, which indicates that he served in some capacity during that war. His young age makes it likely that he was either a messenger or drummer boy. In 1871, the first year of the National Association, the first professional baseball league, Stearns made his pitching debut for the Washington Olympics. In 1872, he pitched for the Washington Nationals, and in 1873, he pitched for the Washington Bluelegs. Truly, the early 1870s must have been a golden era for Washington, D.C. baseball. His final 2 years in that league, 1874 with the Hartford Dark Blues and 1875 with the Washington Nationals, he not only pitched, but also played in the outfield. He wasn't what we would consider an ace. In 5 seasons, he posted a career record of 13 wins and 64 losses with 24 strikeouts and an ERA of 4.28. He may have been even worse at the plate. In 411 plate appearances, he recorded a batting average below the Mendoza line with a less than stellar 191, and he had just 2 extra base hits. Both doubles. For those analytics fans out there, here's a bit more trivia for you. As of this recording, Stearns holds the MLB record for lowest career WAR with -9.5. My career WAR and career ERA are both better than Stearns. They're both 0. But I have yet to record a career strikeout, an extra base hit, or a single plate or mound appearance, for that matter. Interestingly, Stern's professional career, 1871 to 1875, is also how long the National Association lasted. When that league folded, 8 teams spun off in 1876 to form the National League, the oldest of the major leagues still in existence today. When the Spanish-American War broke out in 1898, Stearns joined up as a private in the 1st District of Columbia Volunteers and deployed to Puerto Rico in July. While there, he contracted malaria, and though he was able to return to the district, he never recovered from the illness and died on December 30, 1898. He was 45 years old. Army Private William Eckloff Stearns is buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Section 13, Grave 13931. While I was looking up Stearns' grave location, I was surprised to find that there is also a Private William E. Stearns Jr., also from Washington, D.C., who died in 1933 when he was 54 years old, and is buried in Section 17, Grave 22293. The shield on this headstone indicates Stearns Jr. was also a Spanish-American war vet. Given that Stearns Sr. was 45 when he volunteered, it is likely that he and his son volunteered to serve together in the same unit. Born on March 21, 1847, Oscar Belaski was the son of Polish immigrants whose father joined the Union Army as a captain and was killed in Missouri in 1861 during the Battle of Belmont. Belaski tried to join the Army in 1864, claiming that he was 19 years old, but a month later, when it was discovered that he was only 17, he was discharged. But in that month, he learned to play baseball, a game he would grow to love. When he was legally able to do so, Belaski joined the Navy in 1866. In 1872, he became the first Polish-American to play Major League Baseball when he joined the original Washington Nationals of the National Association. In 1873, he played outfield for the Washington Blue Legs, leading the team in walks. He played with the Baltimore Canaries in 1874 and then joined the Chicago White Stockings and helped them win the first ever National League pennant in 1876, his final season playing pro ball. Belaski died in Washington, D.C. in 1911 at age 64. Despite his brief service in the Army, Belaski is interred at Arlington as a soldier, so Army Sergeant Oscar Belaski is buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Section 17, Grave 17991. Born on October 28, 1890, Doc Lavin played more than 1,100 Major League games between 1913 and 1924, mostly as a shortstop, though his playing time was interrupted by service in World War I. During his time in the big leagues, he played for the St. Louis Browns, Philadelphia Athletics, Washington Senators, and St. Louis Cardinals. Lavin was known as Doc because he was also a practicing medical doctor. During Lavin's first season in the bigs, the Browns won the World Series, and although he was on the bench for most of it, he made the team's World Series roster and received his full share of the winner's bonus. He turned around and used that money to pay for medical school and to buy his dad a car. Thanks to his medical degree, Lavin was a lieutenant surgeon in the Navy in World War I and a doctor in World War II, well after his sports career had ended. He retired from military service after World War II as a commander in the Navy Reserve. Between the wars, he served as a city health officer in New York City, St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, Toledo, Ohio, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. At one point, he was the director of research for the National Foundation of Infant Paralysis. Navy Commander John Leonard Doc Lavin died in Detroit in 1952. He was 61 years old and buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Section 3, Grave 1352-E. Judd Wilson was born on February 28, 1894, and was a player and a manager in the Negro Leagues. He played for the Baltimore Black Sox, the Homestead Grays, and the Philadelphia Stars between 1922 and 1945. Known for his powerful hitting style, early in his playing days he earned the nickname Boojum, because that was the sound his drives made when bouncing off the outfield walls. He has been called, quote, probably the hardest hitter Negro baseball has ever seen. Wilson finished his career with a lifetime batting average of .351, the fifth highest in Negro League history. Wilson was posthumously elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2006, and because of his time with the Homestead Grays, who were based in Washington, D.C., he is in the Washington Nationals Ring of Honor, along with five other Grays also elected to the Hall of Fame. Like Spotswood Poles, Wilson was also a member of the Harlem Hellfighters in World War I. Army Corporal Ernest Judson Judd Wilson died in 1963 and was buried in Section 43, Grave 1114. He was 69 years old. Born on February 11, 1924, Hal Rice broke into the majors in 1948 and played six seasons. Known as Hoot during his baseball career, he played for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Chicago Cubs. Before World War II, he was struggling in the minor leagues, and when the war broke out, he quickly volunteered. Rice became a lieutenant in a tank battalion, what we would call an armor officer today, and served in the Pacific Theater, where he received the Purple Heart for combat wounds. After the war, he returned to baseball and finally got his shot at the majors when he was 24 years old. After the 1954 season, he was sent back down to the minors and played two more years before retiring. He lived the rest of his life split between Muncie, Indiana, and St. Augustine, Florida. Army Second Lieutenant Harold Houston Hoot Rice was cremated and his ashes entombed at Arlington National Cemetery in Columbarium Court 5, Section MM, Column 8, Niche 3. Born on April 15, 1917, Elmer Gideon, a former three-sport athlete at the University of Michigan, got to live out his childhood dream over five afternoons in September 1939. Nazi Germany had just invaded Poland, and the specter of a new world war was looming in Europe. But Gideon was called up from the minor leagues and got to play center field for the American League Washington Senators. His final game was against the New York Yankees and his favorite player, Joe DiMaggio. At the end of the season, he was sent back down to the minors. After Pearl Harbor, he joined the military and was trained as a bomber pilot in the U.S. Army Air Corps. On April 20, 1944, his B-26 was shot down over France and he was killed on impact. He was 27 years old. Arlington National Cemetery is roughly 4.5 miles from where Griffith Stadium, the home of the Washington Senators, once stood, and where Gideon lived out his dream. After he was temporarily interred in France, his remains were repatriated to Arlington, where today, Army Captain Elmer John Gideon rests in Section 34, Grave 3047, on a sloping hill next to many of his World War II bomber squad compatriots. One of the more prestigious and rare Army decorations is the Soldier's Medal, which is usually awarded for going above and beyond the call of duty, putting your life at risk to try to save another's, actions that might have been worthy of the Medal of Honor if they had occurred during combat. Gideon received his Soldier's Medal after a B-25 bomber he was a passenger in crashed in North Carolina in 1942. Despite burns and 3 broken ribs, Gideon went back into the burning wreckage to pull crewmates from the flames. In 1983, the University of Michigan inducted Gideon into its Hall of Honor. So there you have it. At least 6 more professional baseball players buried at Arlington National Cemetery. And once again, I want to thank Chris for prompting me to dig into this topic a little more. And while I am handing out thanks, I want to give a big thank you to the 5 or 6 newish 5-star reviews for the podcast on Apple Podcasts. I say new-ish because I honestly don't log on there often to check my stats, and since they were just ratings and not full reviews, there doesn't seem to be a way for me to see the usernames of those who left them. If I could, I would shout out each of you by name. Ratings and reviews, especially ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, help the show show up in other listeners' recommendation lists. If you are not an Apple person, but would like to sign up for a free Apple Podcast account just to rate and review Ghosts of Arlington, you can absolutely do that. And if you do, you will have my eternal gratitude. If you need more Ghosts of Arlington content in your life, there are pictures related to every episode on the website, www.ghostsofarlingtonpodcast.com. You can also help others learn about the podcast by leaving a 5-star rating and review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you really want to make my day, refer the show to a friend. And remember, fear not death, for the sooner we die, the longer we shall be immortal.